All right, Davey, you looked really strong in the beginning. Was the car better for you midway through the race than it was in the beginning?
No, you know, unfortunately, it was a brand new car. You know, we guessed on a lot of things, and we hit most of them right. The only thing that, unfortunately, was out of our control was tire stagger. And we were shooting for that 2.5 mark, and we ended up at 3.25, and that's just a ton too much. You know, I mean, we don't even run that on short-distance races. So for whatever reason, the tires did what they weren't, you know, went the wrong way. And just made the car really, really loose from lap 60 on. I don't know how I finished. I'll be straight up. I was sideways like a dirt car, and you can't drive super modifieds like that. So, and then from lap 150, actually, that we just went green on, I think, 152 or 153, and I lost a cylinder. And so I was down a cylinder, and so I'm trying to survive that. And then the last lap, we ran out of fuel, so I had all kinds of things against me. So getting third was a... I don't know how we did it. I'll be straight up. So
yeah, it was a brand new car. It is quick out of the box, though. We saw on for the time trials.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the car has what it takes to win. I mean, I honestly believe that if the stagger would have been where it's supposed to, we would have had the car handle like it was supposed to. I think with my cylinder gone, that auto would still beat me regardless. You know, but I think I could have hung on to a second and been sure a lot easier to drive for 200 laps than that one. For, you know, that would have been nice.
Now, this car, they said, is for Davey. Davey's car is coming. How much more are we going to see in this car in the next year or two?
Yeah, you know, I really don't know. I mean, you know, if it's not for auto, I don't race, honestly. And so kind of depends on what auto schedule is. And, you know, I want to do, I'll be here for Classic next year, but I don't know if I'll do any more than that. And it's getting tougher and tougher just to show up one race a year. These guys aren't, you know, these guys are good, man. You know, it's getting pretty difficult to show up one time a year and try to beat these guys. And
especially with your schedule as an IndyCar owner.
Yeah, I know. It's just, you know, between that and my kids racing sprint cars, I'm running sprint cars some. And you know, it's every week at a racetrack. And unfortunately, coming here, you know, I may have to try to slide another one in to try to come in more. It's kind of tough coming here, though, too, is... I want to come here and get tuned up for Classic, but with the handicap system they have, I always have to start in the back, you know. And as tough as it is on short races, you know, I don't know if you learn anything. So I got to figure it out, though, because these guys, I'm telling you, they get it done, especially my own teammate. He's the toughest guy to beat, obviously. I think it's at his fourth Classic or something like that. So you know.
Just shortly, though, you've been here a long time running these races. Did you ever think you'd ever see a nine-wing car do a lap in the 15-second range?
No way. No, I absolutely didn't. Now, last year, I thought, you know what, because I think I ran a 2, and I made a big mistake. And I thought, you know what, I think I could have ran like an 0, you know, that last year. And I go, if I could run an 0, I mean, these guys get a little better. I mean, it could be there, the tires or something. And they did it. They got there. And I don't think that's – I think you're going to continue seeing them down there, too.